UCL Library Services Special Collections. Podcast 1. An overview of the English Literature Collections.
I'm Susan Irvin. I'm a Professor of English Literature and I'm also the head of the English Department. But the most exciting collection, as far as I'm concerned, is the collection of medieval manuscripts. And there are a number of manuscripts which I've looked at. The ones that are most exciting, as far as I'm concerned, are the fragments of music, which have somehow made their way to UCL special collections. They were binding waste, and they've survived because they were used to bind other books. There is also a chained manuscript. The most famous examples of chained manuscripts are in Hereford Cathedral Library, but it's absolutely wonderful that Special Collections has one of these manuscripts as well.
I'm Susan Stead, and I'm the Rare Books Librarian in Special Collections. Within the Ogden Collection, which is an extremely varied collection, C.K. Ogden was a great collector, and he was interested in language and communication. So he collected works of literature, including works on Shakespeare. And there's a very fine 1860-ish facsimile of the first folio, Shakespeare's first folio, printed on vellum. And there's a great deal of what's called Shakespeareana, which is material about Shakespeare, about his life and works and so forth, especially a very large collection of almost everything that was written and published by a man called John Orchard Halliwell Phillips, who was one of these amazing Victorians who was just so prolific. I think he wrote his first book when he was 16, and he just published two or three things every year. And he was obsessed with Shakespeare. He did a lot of very important scholarly editing of documents, and he was instrumental in buying several of the properties in Stratford-upon-Avon, you know, to do with Shakespeare. He set up the Birthplace Trust and things like that. And we have an almost complete collection of his works, which are fascinating things. They were all published by himself, sometimes in tiny editions of something like six copies. So, you know, they're quite rare things in that sense. So that's very interesting. We don't have any very early Shakespeare. We do have a version of the play King Lear, which is the version acted by David Garrick, which has a happy ending in which everybody lives. Everybody gets married and lives happily ever after. They liked happy endings in the 18th century. Then we have quite a lot of Milton, including one of our greatest treasures, which is the very first edition of Paradise Lost, which was published in 1667. Milton later changed it slightly. The first one is published in 10 books. He later divided it into 12 books. But this is the very first edition, and it had a complicated publishing history. Milton was one of the first authors to try and get copyright on his work. And this is quite a rare and precious item. And there are first editions of other of his works. We do have quite a lot of material from the Romantic era, including Shelley and Byron. Byron is very interesting because only 3 years ago, I think it was, 3 years ago, I discovered a manuscript in one of our books, a manuscript poem, which turned out to be written by Byron himself. And although it is a known and published poem, the manuscript was thought to be lost. So it has been rediscovered. I'm sure that's the sort of thing that only happens once in a lifetime, but it's very nice.
The main way in which I've used the material is in the course of organising a series of interdisciplinary events which were run by the English Department, particularly as a way of engaging with alumni, but also with the wider community. And the idea of these events was to think about ways in which literature might connect with other media. So we had, as the focus for these events, the relationship between text and image, the relationship between literature and music, and the relationship between literature and the spoken word. A wonderfully eclectic selection of material, all from Special Collections, which helped to make our events interesting to as wide an audience as possible. I think that the Special Collections should be used by well, certainly by any students who are learning in the medieval period, but also across all periods of English literature. And I'm thinking really right up to the 20th century as well.
We also, of course, have the archives and books of George Orwell, including first editions of, I think, all of his works, you know, 1984, Animal Farm and so forth, and translations into pretty well every language, I think, including things like Korean and Japanese and Russian, Animal Farm in Russian, very interesting, and some wonderful 1950s pulp paperback versions of his works with very lurid covers, which are completely unlike the contents, but are good fun.
People, by seeing, by actually being able to hold manuscripts, turn the pages themselves, can see them as being linked to their own activities, to their own reading, right up to the contemporary day.